things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to Week 7 edition of the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And yes, it was Hundley. Not quite what we wanted.
We'll see.
How was that? Did that work?
Is that you being cheerful?
Well,
about
yeah.
It?
I mean, I honestly, you could see parts in the game where it was maybe not. I mean, it's hard when you've got Aaron Rodgers, what you're used to, and before that was Brett Favre. But I actually thought I saw some good stuff. I really did. I don't want to be a Pollyanna about it, but yeah, we lost. But wow, there was some stuff, and I think a lot of it, I'm sure we'll get into, was some of the game calling. They really kind of held him back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weird not seeing Rodgers on the field. That's, you know, as a Packer fan, you take that for granted. Your quarterback's going to be on the field.
Right.
But, yeah, I agree. We'll talk about it more later on here, but I don't think we have a good read on Hundley yet. Maybe we're just wishy-washy since we said that last week. But
I don't
who
think
knows?
So. I don't think so.
Packers 17, Saints 26. Mm-hmm. And I thought the play calling was such a big part of this game, we added it as a whole new section before the offense.
Oh.
Are you ready for the play calling section?
I'm ready, yeah.
All right. I felt like McCarthy wasn't ready to trust Hundley.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he showed, you know, he wasn't great, but he showed promise for sure in the first quarter. And then he kind of just got shut down. The rest of the game, we didn't really see him throw the ball. You know, we'll see if after 2 weeks now with the bye, McCarthy and him have more time to implement a game plan. I think Breeze had two interceptions before Hundley had a completion.
Yep, you're right.
It's a weird way to start
a
football game.
Start your career.
Mm-hmm. So basically, it was first down, run the ball. Second down, run the ball. Third down, third and long, typically, at this point. Because Jones was running well. We either got the first down or it was third and long.
Right.
And then Hundley has to throw.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to win you many games, even if Rodgers is in there. You know, they can stack 8-9 guys in the box first two downs and then put no one in the box on third down.
Right.
And just bring the pressure. McCarthy has to do more than that, I think.
I felt like, I think we're both in agreement on this. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to seen, it's hard because I wanted him to be more aggressive with his play calling.
Mm-hmm.
But he's there every day with the guy. He's basically taken this kid. They drafted him, raised him. He's had him for going on 3 years now. But, man, I really, some of the stuff I saw, especially, I mean, he's definitely a lot quicker than Aaron on his feet. He can run.
Yeah, he's definitely fast. And I liked what we saw out of him the first drive, like we said. And he got his touchdown. Speaking of running, he got out of the pocket, ran into the corner of the end zone, actually took two hits getting into the end zone, knew he was going to take them and kind of slipped in there.
I actually think that you can't overemphasize what he did there because he played into the defenders thinking that he was just going to take
was
the easy
out
way
bounds.
Out. He was going to go out of bounds, but he didn't.
Yeah. you know, that's a guy trying to prove himself compared to a starter that's told every day by the coaches, don't get yourself hurt.
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, that was good to see. But then after that, very next drive, first down, run to Montgomery.
Yeah, I know.
Second down,
yeah, I know.
Run to Montgomery. Third down, run to Montgomery and punt. What? I mean, he's the whole idea with a young QB that's coming in like this is you want to get him confidence.
Right.
Get his hand hot.
Right.
So why, after he gets his first touchdown, just don't let him throw?
I think part of it is, and McCarthy has said it before, that they have set groups of plays that they will just go through them. It doesn't matter what happens. They will continue to play them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what that happened there or what. But
I mean, it's been a discussion in Packer land for a number of years now with McCarthy on, are people too hard on him for his play calling, or does Rodgers compensate a lot for his bad play calling? So I think we'll see that in the coming weeks here with Hunley instead of Rodgers, because we talked about it last week on the podcast. Now with Aaron out, you got to do what the best coaches do and what the best teams do.
Right.
You get the ball to your playmakers no matter what. You find ways to do that, and you just find ways to get the ball in their hands. And we didn't do that this game. You barely saw Jordy or Devontae or Cobb or any of them.
That's a fact.
We did not get the ball in the playmakers' hands at all.
All right, so we need to move on here. So
you want to move on?
Yeah.
All right. We ran the ball between the tackles very effectively with Aaron Jones. He looked great. Fourth quarter, we start running everything to the outside.
Yeah, I don't get
why not stick with what works?
I don't get it. and it didn't just stop once. It's like repeatedly.
On our own 10, I got a couple of these. I made a list of my grievances against the play call.
Yeah, let it out, brother.
Packers 10, second down, 9 men in the box, and we pitch it. That one didn't feel great. And then kind of moving on to defense as well. I don't know if this is McCarthy or Capers, but it just felt like we were in prevent defense almost the whole game, that we were playing not to lose rather than playing to win. I mean, we didn't lose our quarterback on defense. We don't need to change the whole defensive scheme. We're playing 5-6 yards off, just giving them that buffer every first down, and then they have short yardage to another first down. We got, you know, we're getting healthy on defense. Let's play like it.
I totally agree with you on that. And it was frustrating because when you look at the injury report going into the game and you see who's back or who's at least not out, you're like, oh, okay, cool. But then they're like playing careful. They're playing the last game's scheme when you didn't have the guys that are back.
McCarthy in the post game said to put the blame for the loss on him. How do you feel about that?
I would be okay with that.
Okay.
I am okay with blaming him.
McCarthy said today, we're recording this Monday night, that the game plan in this game against the Saints was smaller than it was with Hunley coming in against the Vikings, and expect the next game for it to be even smaller. What do you think about that? Because I liked him saying to put the blame on him, like he's admitting bad play calling. But then to say, you know, you gotta, like we said, you gotta get the ball to the playmakers. You have to get creative to do that. And he wants to simplify it more than it was on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that's just Packer news where it's no news.
Well, that there's a good chance of that because, you know, they're so forthcoming all the time. But I don't know. And that's just, I don't know if that's coach speak or what, but
you got anything else on play calling? I think we hammered on my negatives pretty well there. It's a real cheerful episode.
Yeah, really good. but I actually am optimistic about it, the outcome of it. So I don't want to get too negative on it, but I actually was pretty happy with, I mean, everything focuses on Hundley. I am not happy with our defense. I have some issues with how they play the game. I mean, I know New Orleans is good. Drew Brees is good. But we got gashed, man. We had plays that just, like, hurts.
I started an article. We're on packtothefuture.com, as we've mentioned before now this season with the podcast. I started a weekly article on there called the NFC North Report. Last week was the first episode. I actually wrote in there that all eyes, obviously, were going to be on Hundley this game, stepping into Rodgers' shoes.
Right.
But that the real matchup was Brees against our corners. And that's kind of what it turned into at the end there, because second half, he had us figured out. Brees did.
Yeah, well, and part of that, I really started to wonder. I mean, we're kind of going all over the place here, but
we are.
I that's one of the times where I start to question Capers with some of his stuff. It's like he's getting it figured out. So you just can't give him the time because he's got it figured out. So let's come up with something different. And he didn't. And then you saw what happened.
All right. So there's the play calling section. Okay. I want to do, if it's okay with you, two silver linings before we move on to offense.
All right, sure.
All right, this is for you, Packer Nation. It might seem like doom and gloom right now, and I know you're missing Rodgers, but silver lining number one, the surgery went well. They think he should be throwing again in 6 weeks and possibly able to return at the very end of December.
Yeah.
Possibly. Also probably depends on where we are in the playoff hunt.
Right, right.
Silver lining number two, no new injuries.
Isn't that crazy? Is that we both looked at each other like,
one more
seriously?
Time. No new injuries.
Isn't that crazy?
It was just, I, right before we record this, you saw me. I was Googling to make sure I was right. I was like, I don't think there was, but we have to make sure before we bring it up. It's just so weird to not have that happen. I know we had a couple players go out during the game, but they came back in.
Sean's like, literally, you're bending over on your phone, and he's got, we got a chair, a stool.
He's
in
pulling
the, in
up
the booth,
stuff,
and
in
I
the
got
booth.
Stuff coming up on the screen, and we got the waitress coming with our drinks. But
waitress, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be nice? Let's do that. Let's work on that.
Okay. We'll train the mascot.
He said it to me. He goes, I don't think we're at. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
How long has that been?
That's why we double checked.
Yes.
Triple checked. Discount double checked it.
It's like, Geico, you should be sponsoring us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. If you want to pay us for that quick plug, we won't object.
All right.
Offense.
You know, I like the kid. I think that, you know, Hundley is at that age, and we're going to end up getting a good draft pick or something for him, but I like him. He is...
Give me a stat line. Hit me with it.
Oh, what?
Stat line.
He was 12 for 25, 87 yards, and one interception, and...
And a rushing touchdown.
He was really held back. I would have liked to seen. I think he could have given us a lot more. But yeah, he did have a rushing touchdown. That touchdown, I think, showed a lot about his character and what we talked about earlier, where he didn't go out of bounds. He fought. He knew he was going to get hit. He felt the hit, and then he still went in the end zone.
Which kind of goes into what we were talking about, and you were saying after the game when he threw that final interception of the game, he overthrew the receivers. It was intercepted. and he was angry going off the field, you know,
right.
shaking his fist and yelling to himself. And you were happy to see that.
Yeah, I was, because he wasn't blaming it on anybody else or covering. Exactly. He wasn't covering it up.
I said cutlering it up, not covering it up.
You just won't let it go.
Just because he's not on the Bears doesn't mean I have to stop teasing him. I didn't know that changed anything.
No, you just go with it. It's funny. That's great.
All right. I agree. I think he looked good when he got to play.
Mm-hmm.
I think we barely got to see him at all. In the times we did get to see him throw, it was on, like we said, third and long after two run plays, and they're just bringing the house at the new guy. So
I really think
hopefully we change it up.
I really
two
think
weeks
that I'm okay with the plan. You know, they kept him under wraps. You want him to walk away confident, whether he does something good
mm-hmm.
or he feels like you didn't give me enough. So now he's got a week to, I mean, he doesn't have to play anybody.
Two weeks.
So he can just build his confidence. So I don't have an issue with that. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with it.
We know he has an arm. We saw it last week when he came in for Rodgers, and you have the, you know, deep out route to Jordy right on the back shoulder. I mean, we take that for granted, that throw.
Yeah.
Because we have Rodgers.
Right.
And he's made that his throw. That is not a throw, you know.
That's not normal.
I think probably not even the top half of the league can make that mm-hmm. throw, and they're the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I like his.
I was very glad to see that last week. You know.
I think, like, his feet, too, if you watch him, when he's in the pocket, he's really young. And he seems to have that sense of when he needs to escape, mm-hmm. and he's fast. And so, you know, we got to feel good
about
that.
He has the arm. He has good feet. I think if we can, well, not we, you know, we would obviously excel at it. But
yes,
if McCarthy can
course.
Learn to game plan.
If he talked to
with
us,
Hundley,
we could help him.
Yeah, if you would just listen to the show, it would be a different season right now. but you just snorted.
I did snort.
You don't get to edit that out either.
No, I won't. I did. I snorted. Mike snorted.
I like what I've seen with them, and I don't think we're going to be in the playoff hunt at the end of the season if we continue to not open them up, you know. If
100%.
McCarthy doesn't change what he's doing, which I think he will change. I think this was just the first week with the new guy.
First week with the new guy with a bye coming up next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of lick your wounds and get to the bye type game it felt like, which is never fun to watch. But,
yeah, I just don't feel that upset about it. I really don't. I mean, looking at what was it, like 120-70 the last game for New Orleans that they played? So it's a joke. But our defense, now let's just move on. Because
if you want to see what he's capable of and what we, you know, could see from him coming up here, just look up his college highlights on YouTube.
Oh, it's incredible. Like his first play ever.
Yeah. All right. We're going to move on to the offensive line.
Yep.
We had almost our whole offensive line back this game. Lane Taylor was still missing. He's the one that got rolled up on last week, had both a knee and ankle injury.
Yeah. Oh, that looked
but
bad.
We had Bakhtiari in. He's been dealing with that hamstring. And Bulaga was in as well. He was able to come back, you know, I think by Thursday he'd already cleared concussion protocol. So that's good to see.
Yeah.
It was good to have him in there for Hundley. I think they could have protected better, but that's kind of been the story of the season.
Yeah, it is.
They did well. He took a few big hits. But the other thing to think about is, and they let up only one sack this game, but the other thing to think about is they didn't really have to protect him much.
No, because
I mean,
he
wasn't throwing the ball much.
Point.
And so to only see one sack or to only see four hits on the quarterback, mm-hmm. well, it doesn't really tell the
How
whole story.
How many times did he drop back?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a really
he only
good,
had 12 completions yeah. the whole game.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's part of our frustration in not letting him play more. I really think the kid can do it. His decision making, I mean, you can see him when he does have the chance where he looks across the field. He's mm-hmm. not one of those like Jay Cutler where
well,
he just
nice
like looks
Cutler.
At the guy.
He oh, does his
yeah,
best.
I talk about where he just watches the same guy and throws to him. But no, I he's going to play well wherever, if it's in Green Bay or somewhere else, he's going to do well.
Before we move on from the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
The run blocking with eight men in the box was very impressive.
Yeah.
Especially because Jones was getting most of his yards between the tackles.
And
so when you're running between the tackles with eight men in the box.
Why change?
Hmm?
Why did they change?
Well, they didn't. Yeah, they changed to running it outside. My issue before that is you're running it. Like we said, against eight in the box, mm-hmm. between the tackles, effectively, and you are not just hammering the play action, I'd be throwing play action more than normal passes.
Isn't that what you want when you yeah. got a guy that can throw the ball? It's mm-hmm. like, set it up. It's like...
But we're just, you know, like we said, we're going to wait till the next game mm-hmm. in 2 weeks.
But that, I think... Turning the frustration of that into a positive, it's like, I think there's a lot there.
Yeah, there's a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll be going out to get Romo or Kaepernick.
I hope not.
I don't think the talk's going to stop. There's been petitions by Packer fans to go out and get Kaepernick.
Yeah, whatever.
I've been hearing a lot of Romo, but he's announced a couple of our games this year, Packer games. Which is fun. I like having him as a announcer, and you can tell he's a Packer fan.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but he's seen our offensive line. He ended his career with a back injury, and you think he's going to come back for this offensive line? He'd be in and out in a couple games.
I don't... I just don't...
It's not a smart move if you're Romo.
I don't think it makes sense to bring anybody in. I think they're
doing
really good.
I don't think they should.
I actually think that Callahan, who's behind Hundley,
mm-hmm.
is a pretty good, serviceable, we got to get through this game kind of guy because of what he knows. They've been in the system for more than a year.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's just how the Packers work. We draft and develop. And we add depth, you know, mm-hmm. we build a roster. We're not plug and play like a lot of teams, like the Patriots are a lot, you know, you got the player as a, you know, he fulfills his utility and you plug him into the game plan.
Right.
That's very Belichick, even not very much in a game plan type way, but the Vikings are known for you have a big injury, you go out, you get a big name.
Right, sure.
Bradford.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And it's just not how the Packers work. And we've seen that for years now. It's not going to change.
They're kind of sliding a little bit more that way.
A little bit
glad.
More free agency
I
in the offseason.
We need to.
Yeah.
I think we need to. All right. So
we got to move this along here.
Aaron Jones. Man, he.
The truth.
I feel like I'm watching a Wisconsin Badgers game. It's like 17 rushes for 131 yards and one TD. And, man, that kid is...
I think he had 70 in the first quarter.
Wow. He's fun. He's fun. We just mm-hmm. don't get that enough on...
I know. It looks like we might have found a running back for the long term. And I know it's a very small sample size. It's basically two starts for him. But you can kind of tell with
well,
running
like
backs.
You pointed out
they either
the
have
game
the vision
where,
or
like,
they don't.
He actually like will put his hand
on the back of his
yeah,
lineman
and like
and be
and
patient.
He's patient. Yes,
mm-hmm. Which is what you see with a lot of the best running backs: the Le'Veon Bells, the Ezekiel Elliotts, the LaDainian Tomlinsons, the Eric Dickersons. If you want to keep going back, they were all patient yeah. runners who let the play develop and they found their hole. And he was doing great. He had a lot of cutbacks. He had that one where the whole line was stuffed.
Yes.
And he Barry Sandered it right around.
Ah, I like that.
To the other side
he
of the field.
He sandered it. Yeah. I like that.
I was going to do sandered it, but I didn't think that would quite.
Yeah, because you know, you might have missed me.
Yeah, so okay. I added it in.
Thanks.
I know you. But yeah, he, you know, he was looking great. It's fun to watch him play. Mm-hmm. It would have just been nice to see the play action excel.
Yeah.
Because of a.
It would have helped.
Because of all
so
that
much.
Production.
I don't know. It's hard because you want to, you know, you gotta give some to the coaches because they're doing it. But dang it, you know, I just felt like if they would have had some help, where the defense didn't just always expect the run, just once out of every eight, I think would help.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we're seeing what we have from him. Mm-hmm. One other thing that kind of makes me really hopeful as far as, you know, we talked about him being a patient runner, which is a big thing if you want to take that next step as a running back. The other thing he does is he doesn't lose yards.
No.
He fights to the line of scrimmage for a yard or two almost every time.
That's a really good point.
And the best running backs always get that yard or two, even when it looks like they're going to be hit in the backfield.
That's a really good point.
So that was something I was...
He moves the pile.
Yeah, he definitely, for a little guy, he doesn't look big and strong, but he gets that angle where he's just running downhill.
I don't remember who it was. They dove in at the end, and we both kind of looked at each other waiting for the flag to come in at the end of the play. Because one of the linemen, offensive linemen, literally should have been flagged. I can't remember the play, but we... But he did. He moved. It was like 5 yards or whatever it was. But we both looked at each other, and then. But, yeah, I'm cool with this.
It seems like he's our new running back one. You can't tell for sure because Montgomery's got the rib issue going on. But he hasn't looked good with the rib injury. And I could see him just becoming more of a passing threat, kind of like James White is for the Patriots, where. When he's in, he's very rarely getting the ball handed to him. It's more the pitch or a screen or a little, you know, out route kind of.
It's kind of I kind of look at him like a light tight end. You know, they're not a wide receiver. They're not a tight end. They're kind of in between. They're with the running back still a possibility.
And one other thing I would like to see McCarthy do is two running backs in the game.
Yes.
He likes to do the two backs, but he always puts in like Cobb or Devontae. You know, you got the running back and the wide receiver. If we have two running back threats, put them both in. Mm-hmm. You got the guy who's either going to take the ball or the guy who's going to catch it, and they have to expect both.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dude, but I'm totally in with your
Aaron Jones, the pride of UTEP.
Really?
University of Texas, El Paso. UTEP.
Yeah, we hear about them every week, don't we?
He might end up being a steal if he keeps looking the way he is.
All right, so Montgomery had 4 rushes for 6 yards. Hundley had 3 for 44. He actually, man, that kid can run.
Well, he had the one for a touchdown. Then his other big run, we both thought he was going to slide, and then all of a sudden he was still running, evading tacklers, and we're like, okay, this is
well. Part of it, I'm looking
something
at like,
else.
There's not many guys behind you to play, so don't get hurt, please. So,
not a lot to talk about on receiving. Mm-hmm. If that's good with you, you want to run through the numbers?
Yeah, just go
quick.
Ahead. Yeah.
All right. Martellus Bennett, 2 receptions, 17 yards. Cobb, 2 for 15. Allison, 1 for 14. Nelson, 1 for 13. Adams, 2 for 12.
So think about that. Yeah, that's like 2, 4, 5, 6, 8 passes caught.
Mm-hmm. That weren't to running backs. And you got Adams, Jordy, and Cobb are 3, you know, playmakers on the offense who have 5 receptions combined. So our 3 biggest playmakers had 5 times in the whole game. They even got the ball in their hands. That has to change.
Yeah,
especially against Detroit, because we know they'll be throwing it just as much or more than the Saints were.
Let me ask you, as pretend you're Huntley, how would you like to be spoon-fed?
Chewing my gum. Getting myself in Huntley's mindset.
Pro system that you've been in now, coming on your third year, two full years, you're into your third year. Do you want to be spoon-fed on this game?
If I'm Huntley.
Yeah.
No, I want to come out.
Just give me it all.
Yeah, I want to set the league on fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a Brett Favre, put me in the game, let me get this comeback.
Okay, so now, as Mike McCarthy is the coach, how do you approach it?
I think there's a nice Goldilocks zone that needs to be found. You can't be, you know, you can't just open it up and expect them to be Rodgers, but you can't run the ball, pass the ball, punt the ball. Got to find that I nice like middle that. Ground.
Yep.
Goldilocks. Just right.
All right. Let's
That's
talk,
out of copyright.
Let's
right?
talk about the
That's pretty old.
Yeah, I think somebody's got it. Let's talk about the defense. We got to move on.
Two early interceptions was a great way to start the game.
Yeah, but we didn't do anything with them.
We did not. Both times.
That killed us.
It did. We got three and outs after both interceptions. You know, no points off of them. The Devon House interception, by the way, was
phenomenal.
He was with them stride for stride, got his head turned around, tracked the ball, and beat the receiver to the ball.
Yes.
Textbook.
Yes. It's like if you like were playing Xbox or something and you could design it, it's like you picked the play where your guy was going to intercept it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looked like. It was like, it takes a lot for me to get off my butt. I'm gravitationally challenged. So
no, you're great with gravity. You use a lot
just,
of gravity.
Yeah, it's just the, when I want to go opposite, that's when it hurts. And I got up on that. That was an awesome, awesome job.
Yeah.
You could see it from the beginning. Mm-hmm. He was on it.
Yeah. It was.
Doesn't it
that
make
was nice
you wonder,
and...
though, sometimes, like, where the coach calls the play and the player doesn't do what the play is called?
The old Tom Landry conundrum. He was the famous, you know,
yeah, but Tom
the famous Cowboys coach where he was the schemer and the game planner, and he would always say,
"No, I won't. I won't go there."
Well, let me say it instead of cutting me off, man.
Sorry, man.
I have the perfect game plan for every play, but the players messed it up.
Yeah,
I'm not saying these coaches are throwing them under the bus. I'm just saying, kind of like that, you know. Mm-hmm. On paper, every play is a touchdown. Or
right.
every play is a first
right.
down.
Right. Right.
Or every play is a sack. Every play is a stop. It just doesn't work that way on the field.
Yeah, you got it. I'm All not right. going to say anything. You summed it up perfect.
The other interception was by Demaryius Randall. He got his third game
in a row
with an interception. If he could only tackle, he'd be doing great.
Well,
or
he
cover.
Doesn't have any arms. That's why he can't.
Only tackle. When the ball's around.
But dang, that's impressive. You know, it's think about that as a coach. You deal with a kid that's that talented, and you know they've been dealing with his personality for a while this year, and so now he just keeps producing. So you give him a little bit. It's like honestly, I think Deion Sanders. I mean, I think that.
He's kind
strong-headed
of,
cornerback, safeties, and wide receivers are Deion Sanders' kind of personalities.
Yeah, he's kind of right place at the right time. There seem to be those players that when a tip ball happens, they just
you're right.
They're right there somehow, yep. Which Sanders was as well. Hey, if he turns into a Deion Sanders, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, I'll take it.
He
yeah.
has some other issues to fix before yeah. that. Did you see what he did with the ball he picked off from Breeze?
I don't remember.
It just came out today. He mailed it to his dad, who is a huge Saints fan.
Oh, really?
And he said, I got this from Breeze.
Ah, that's funny. That's a great tip.
Well, you're welcome. We said they were playing soft. You know, it felt like the whole game. I went back and looked at the offensive snaps for the Saints. 74 offensive snaps, whether it's a pass or a run.
Wow.
To hold them to 26 points
yeah.
after 74 offensive snaps, time of possession was 36 minutes, 56 seconds for the Saints. That's almost 37 minutes mm-hmm. and only 23 minutes for us.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time on the field. That's a lot of snaps happening to only score 26 points with Breeze.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. if you want a silver lining to hang your hat on the defense, after we got kind of shredded in the second half there, we're still that bend don't break that we have been for years.
I just felt like there's a psychological part of getting gashed where people can run up the gut and get over 10 yards on a play. Mm-hmm. I think that really hurts. And the Packers have had that for years. It's a certain game plan, I mm-hmm. guess. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, but it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And kind of staying in that mode of how many snaps the Saints had and all their time of possession, I think the front seven, considering that, looked good. You know, Ingram got to his 100 yards mm-hmm. for the Saints. Breeze got his 300 yards passing. But the front seven, I thought, looked solid overall besides the amount of pressure they were getting. Mm-hmm. I felt like they could have gotten more. They ended up with one sack. But you also have to think about the fact that we're giving a six-yard gap. So if we do get pressure, there's those short passes open for right. Breeze to just gun away.
Right.
So it's hard. We had a game with, to be honest, not much happening on our offensive drives. And so we kind of have to overanalyze everything.
Yeah.
And kind of see what fits together.
I just and think you kind of also have to have hope on what you see. I was cool with, honestly. I mean, I could kind of see why they did the game plan for Hundley that they mm-hmm. did. I honestly think that our defense could have done better. They should have done better. But then, yeah. It didn't happen, but you have the bye week, and I think that now after the bye week,
we'll see what we have.
Yep.
Speaking of defense playing well, though, Martinez, Blake Martinez,
I love that kid,
and Kenny Clark as well. I think I'm going to put him in the same category. You know, Kenny Clark's not a linebacker; he's not going to get that huge tackle stat line, but he had a good game too. Yeah. Martinez ended the game with 12 tackles. He actually now leads the league in tackles. He's all over the place. It's what we said last year, that when he's on the field, he's all over the place. Now that he's in there all game, he's still all over the
place.
And he
seems to get it as the game goes on. He gets better mm-hmm. and better as it goes
he's
on.
He's got that the A.J. Hawk curse, though. He has to get dinged up somehow every game, go out, and then come back in.
You're right.
Like it's like it's tradition at our inside linebackers. but let's see. Tackling in the secondary continues to be an issue. Really made.
Does anybody tackle? I mean, I don't want to. I'm honestly, I know you watch a lot more than I do. Okay.
Uh huh.
So is anybody wrapping up? NFL?
It's definitely a coaching thing. I think, you know, I'm not an insider by any means, but from what I can tell, it goes team by team on how they're tackling. I mean, we had a tackle in the backfield by Haha pretty early in the game there where we were like, yeah, you know, he's getting in there, he's making the tackle. Then they show the replay. And all he did was throw his forearm into the guy's shin and just kind of clipped him and knocked him over. Like, if you miss the guy's shin, he's
gone.
You know, get your arms out. You're a big guy. You're an athlete. Wrap him up. Bring him to the ground.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't.
Makes you miss Burnett to not have good tackling in the second game.
Again, another week without him. You know, I said that to you before the game started. It's like right away, you know, that changes the whole back end.
Mm-hmm. Kevin King was in and out throughout the game. He was in the whole time. that Devon House was out. House went out with an injury for a while and then came back later. I thought King looked good. He seemed to be tackling better than a lot of the others. He seems to be one of the best tacklers in the secondary when he's in there. Still, you know, he's playing well, but he's still making some rookie plays, which you're going to have when he's a rookie.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not,
I think,
know,
he looks
a superstar, but
really
he seems beyond what I would have expected him to be by this point, because corner is one of the bigger adjustments from college to NFL, because, you know, any receiver was their star in college, was a star that your number one corner is playing against.
Right.
In the NFL, that's all the receivers.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot to take in. It's a lot more complexity on the defense that they have to learn, and I think he's doing well with it. It's good to see.
No, I agree with you 100%. Yep. All right, let's move on to the special teams.
Special teams. Vogel, I'm starting to like him. He has a big leg. However,
he's a little bit long on his kicks, though. I think sometimes they don't share it that often on the time when he gets it to when it comes. They do that in quarterbacks a lot, where the time to release. I think he's a little bit long, but in this game,
a little long in the leg.
A little bit long in the leg, yeah.
He flipped the field position for us a couple times with, you know, boomers, but then we ruined it with penalties.
Yeah, stupid.
On the rest of the special teams. But
yeah,
Vogel himself with the punting, I thought he looked really good this game. Crosby hit a 46-yarder. Then he had, was it 58 or 59-yarder? I think 59-yarder that kind of just didn't look great, seemed kind of rushed on it.
Came off of weird or something.
Once they got to the line, you had the play clock ticking down faster than it seemed they would have liked, and he kind of rushed into it. And Lambeau's not the place where you're typically going to get a 60-yard field goal either.
Yeah, it's
not on that turf.
Yeah, turf and the wind coming
up. Yep, you're outside.
Yeah.
You're not at Mile High in Denver, where you got the altitude and the thin air. That's where the records always come from.
Inside, yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, all I got for special teams is Kenny Clark blocking the extra point that made it a weird one-point game for half the game.
And they didn't really spend that much time pointing that out. They must not have had the camera angle on him doing it, because it just kind of said, oh, yeah, it got blocked.
Well, it's because it's an extra point. They have to get their commercials in.
Oh, okay. Silly me. I didn't get
it. It's
that
all about the money. What's your final thoughts on this game?
I'm honestly
wait till next
feeling
game?
Good. Yeah, I'm feeling really good about it. I like that I went into the game thinking that we had to hit certain notes, and I'm talking like as more of a coach than as of a fan, and I needed to see certain things happen. And the biggest thing for me is that your mom, my wife,
your daughter's mother as well,
said, I like what he did. I like him. I think he did good.
She liked all 89 yards.
She typically does good. When she picks a player, she does well. So
yeah, she's a little biased for the wide receivers typically, though, so it's good to see her liking a quarterback. She's a huge Jordy Nelson fan, for those who haven't heard us mention that before. And since we're doing shout-outs, we'll do another one for Travis Moret, who got the poll question correct last week, and we forgot about him.
Oh, man, sorry, dude.
Travis Moret out of Minnesota. Congratulations. Mr. Pessimistic, guessing we would only get one extra point last game and ended up being right.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah. Good job. And
my
final thoughts. Yeah, thanks for playing. We're keeping the entry fee, and I'm afraid there's no prize.
And if you want a prize, it's only $27.97.
I think we've hit on my final thoughts quite a bit.
Okay.
So I'll just kind of paraphrase myself and yourself. Horrible play calling. in my opinion.
I think it was just scared play calling for me.
Mm-hmm. And we have to find a way to use Hundley to basically the best of what we have with him. We don't know what we have, but we have to find out if we're going to stay in the playoff race. You know, Vikings are 5-2 now. We just fell to 4-3. We're close with the Lions. I don't know for sure their record, but, you know, it's going to be a tight NFC North all the way through. And if we're going to stay in the playoff hunt, things are going to have to change. And like we both said, we think they will next week. Or not next week, next game.
Yeah, I think that for me, I have not lost my confidence. Yeah, it's changed. But I'm still, like, we can still do this. So let's do the game. Well, as a Wisconsin Badger fan, I love a good ground game. So we're going to go with Aaron Jones.
I like that pick.
Mm.
I mean, it's either him or Martinez, I thought.
I mean,
the stars
gosh.
On both halves.
So yeah, that would give him a half a ball.
Honorary game ball. Aaron Jones, if you want your real fake game ball, you can just message the show and we'll pretend to get it out to you.
All right. Well, also, what we do every week, appreciate it if you would ever like any kind of voice work. If you've got a company that wants to do some videos and you need somebody to do some voice work for you, or radio, TV, anything where you need somebody to give a voice to your words, you can connect with me at voiceguynextdoor.com. It's voiceguynextdoor.com. All right, man.
All right. Let's talk about some scores around the league.
I don't know if I have them up. Do I have them
you
up?
You do have them up. Okay. You have them right there, buddy.
Oh, I did have them there. Okay.
All right. So Thursday night's game. Man. Ooh, we got a big play highlight.
Ooh, we're live.
We are live.
I feel like the red zone on DirecTV.
It's currently 5 minutes left in the first quarter for the Monday night game. Washington at Philadelphia, and Washington just went up 3-0.
Wow. Wow.
All right, we are live streaming this.
No. Okay, so the KC Oakland game.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Oakland won 31-30, and they needed that.
It was a crazy game the whole way through. Amari Cooper, receiver for the Raiders, who's done nothing this year after, you know, huge expectations on him, had two touchdowns, I think 231 yards.
Wow.
It's just, you know, really broke out. When they needed them to, and the Chiefs, who were the final undefeated team in the league, have now lost two in a row.
Yeah, yeah, that
two close
really surprised
ones
me.
Too, though.
Hmm?
Two close ones.
Yeah, but Buffalo over Tampa Bay. Winston came back. He had the shoulder injury and weren't sure if he was going to play. He did, but they lost 30-27 to Buffalo.
Bears beat the Panthers 17-3.
Yeah, what the hell happened there?
Hey, they've been competitive pretty much I think every game this season besides ours. They beat the Steelers.
Yeah, that's true.
They beat them twice.
Yeah.
Because
right.
they had the guy who was going in the end zone and he threw the ball behind him, didn't get it, and then they had to come back and win again, and they managed to. So they beat the Steelers twice this year. They're a good team. Let's see. You got Jaguars shut out the Colts 27-0. Let's see. And then you had the Rams shut out the Cardinals 33-0. Two shutouts.
33-0 they beat Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota 24-16 over Baltimore. You know, they're looking good, and they're looking to get Bridgewater back soon. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting here. Otherwise, you know, not too many interesting games around the league. You have the Chargers beat Denver 21-0 for another shutout.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Weird. I didn't actually watch that game, so I can't really say much on that. I watch most of the games that I can, but when we have a noon game for the Packers, I miss a lot.
Yeah.
I like to watch the red zone for the noon games and get it all. And then 23-7, Patriots over the Falcons last night on Sunday Night Football. And at one point, since halftime of the Super Bowl, the Patriots had outscored the Falcons 52-0.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then they got a touchdown. So it wasn't a very close game the whole way through. I think the big story for me that game was, will Belichick figure out the defense? You know, that's been a huge weakness for the Patriots so far this year, just missing just assignments, really. Just, you know, preseason mistakes still this far into the year. And then you hold the Falcons to 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's a statement, mm-hmm. I think. Otherwise, let's move on to picks.
All right,
Mike,
man,
is up by 2 still.
2-2-2-2-2.
You were up by 2, though, going into last week, and we picked all the same picks.
Mm-hmm, but I was still up by 2-2-2-2-2.
All right. Vikings at Browns, 8:30 a.m.
I know
London game.
I got to go with the Vikes on that.
You go with the Vikes, not the mighty Browns?
Yeah, the mighty Browns.
I'll go with the Vikes, too.
You want to go with the Vikings or the Stains? I'll go with the Vikings.
Bears at Saints. I'm taking Saints. Bears beat the Steelers twice.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay. Playing it safe already this year, I see. Trying to hold on to that 2-2-2-2-point lead. Steelers at Lions. Who you got?
Steelers.
Lions.
Yeah.
I was going to go opposite of you no matter what. I think it's a close enough game that
that's
I'll just
where I,
try
actually,
to close the
I just
gap
went
there.
With it because I didn't know you were going to let me pick first.
Mm-hmm.
I just went with the home team. That's the only reason why I picked them.
You picked the Steelers. They're the away team.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you picked them because they're the home team.
The reason why I like the Steelers right now is like they got their running game back.
With Bell? What's Bell's first name?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look good. Antonio Brown, probably the best receiver in the league. And Roethlisberger is just sturdy.
And they're in.
Sturdy. He is sturdy. He's always there.
Indoors. Yeah. So I'm good with that pick.
All right, so we got a bye week coming up. We'll get some more guys healthy, hopefully. We'll get some more time for Hundley, and then we'll beat some Lions.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
I'm good with it.
All right, in the meantime, like us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Join the group. Join the discussion. Help us grow the show. Give us a review on iTunes. Rate the show. You know, we would really appreciate it. And also check out the NFC North report on PackToTheFuture.com, written by yours truly, Sean Reagan. A weekly update on anything you need to know and even some of the subtle nuances of the NFC North.
Until next week,
go Pack, go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at BleedingGreenAndGold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go Pack, go!